We'll continue on now with our post-race media availability for the 36th annual One Main Financial 200 here at Dover International Speedway. And we're joined now by the NASCAR Xfinity Dash for Cash winner today, and that is William Byron, driver of the number 9 Liberty University Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. William, $100,000 richer. What are your plans now?
Oh, I don't know. It's definitely a good thing for our race team. Good run for us. We needed that. So just really proud of all the guys on the JRM team. And hopefully this is something we can keep building on. I think we're able to keep building on this and hopefully get better for Pocono.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. We'll start with Pat, and we'll work our way around.
Pat DeCole at NASCAR.com. William, your Xfinity career is very young still, but is this the highlight of it so far? And what does it say for JRM that you guys won 3 of 4 Dash for Cash races?
Yeah, it's for sure the highlight. There were a couple good things. The pole at Phoenix was good, but this is, you know, to see the execution in the race and get there at the end. And I know we got off cycle there and didn't necessarily get the finish we wanted, but we were still able to charge up through there on new tires, and that was exciting. So it's fun to race with Elliott and Justin and everyone that was battling for it. But for JRM, I think it just shows the strength of our teams to execute. I think, we keep building and keep getting more speed, and I think we're executing really well in the race, and our teammates are. So that's helping everyone get these Dash for Cashes, and we'll just keep building on that.
Go next to Dan and then to Kyle.
Dan Galston, the Associated Press. Hey, William, $100,000 can buy a lot of books at college, right?
What's that?
$100,000 can buy a lot of books at college, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if that's how I'll spend it, but yeah, for sure. It definitely buy a good education.
How's school going, and how have you been able to balance both? I know you had to balance high school, but I mean college, you know, it's college.
Yeah, it's been an interesting challenge, but I think that Liberty University being a sponsor of mine for so long, they've really worked well with me. They've balance the classes. They know what my schedule's like. So they've been really supportive of it. It's kind of neat to be a normal kid sometimes and be in classes online and everything. So nobody really knows who I am on there. So it's kind of funny how that works, but it's a good challenge for me. I think it's going well.
Kyle Magda, Performance Motorsports Network. William, can you just talk a little bit about your progression, through the NASCAR ranks, going from the K&N car and then the trucks, and now going over to the Xfinity side. Can you just talk a little bit about how different that the cars are?
Yeah, the cars are, you know, a race car is a race car. Besides a truck, it's kind of they're all kind of similar in their own ways. Some differences. I feel like the Xfinity car drives the best out of all of them. The truck is kind of a little bit top heavy, but it races well because, you know, everyone's really close together. But I think the Xfinity car is kind of more like the late models I drove and some of the K&N stuff. But overall, it's not too different. But I feel like the challenges of Xfinity is just, you know, keeping up with the racetrack, making the right adjustments. There's a lot of guys that are good every week, and you just have to compete with that.
And how's your confidence level going into Pocono, a place that where you've won at before?
Yeah, I feel really confident going to Pocono. That's one place I really like, and we had good success there last year with the win in trucks, so hopefully that carries over. I know the momentum of this will carry over, and our team's really, we didn't have the finish last week, but I feel like we're starting to fire off some good races, so excited about that.
Do we have any additional questions for William Byron? William? Go cash that check and have a good time tonight.
Thank you.